time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. Thanks for tuning in to our last show of 2023. That's right, we made it 52 weeks or so, 52 shows. Man, we're a weekly show here run by Kelly Media and placed on msonewsports.com. Thanks for tuning in to our sports talk in the Valley. Sometimes we go upstairs to Southern New Hampshire to get that report. It's like a quarterly thing. And yeah, we are excited to be here once again. We're going to have later in the show, Jamie Pote, returning guest, Eagle Tribune sports writer. And this interview was done before Christmas, and we're going to talk about the changing guard for Merrimack football, new coach in the house. But what happened was we were talking when they named an interim coach, and that was Mike Gennetti. Now he's the full-time head coach. So you'll hear us say things like, you know, Mike Gennetti's the interim coach. Who's going to be the head coach? Do you think Gennetti should be promoted to head coach? And, you know, Jamie Pote is a believer that, you know, Mike should have got the job, and Mike did get the job after our interview concluded. So they officially named him on December 18th, the head coach, announced by athletic director Jeremy Gibson. You know, it was a, easy decision, it seemed like, because they named him so quick. You know, he was the interim for a bit, just because they kind of probably had to put that tag on, did some paperwork, had a couple of interviews, and boom, Mike Gennetti is your new Merrimack College football coach. He's been in the program for 19 seasons, serving as defensive coordinator. The Warriors are ranked among the best in the nation at Division I FCS level, top five of five different defensive statistical categories, including top spot and third down conversion percentage. So not bad. The Warriors appeared in back-to-back Northeast Conference championship determining games, 22 and 2023. It is a new era for Merrimack College football, and you'll hear all about the past coach and what he did for the team and where he's going next in our interview with Jamie Pote after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
All All right, we're back at it here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk with our repeat guest, been on a few times now, Eagle Tribune sports writer Jamie Pote. What's going on, Jamie?
Hey, Dom. How you doing, man?
Good.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. We're ending the tail end here of our bad colds.
Yes.
So apologies for the way we sound, but at least we're consistent. We both sound like this.
Yes.
But Jamie, you know, having you on here, the big news, despite the winter season getting going for local sports in the Valley, big news in December is, you know, the new coach, well, the departing coach, Dan Curran, steps down and takes the position at Holy Cross, a team that he's actually beaten with Merrimack, right?
Yeah, no, they beat him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, this past year was a pretty good game. It was competitive for about, you know, three quarters, and then Holy Cross broke it open a little bit late in the third, early fourth.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was surprised. To be honest, Dan just signed that extension a couple weeks ago, and it was a multi-year extension. But if he was going to go anywhere, this Holy Cross makes total sense, because I know he didn't want to relocate his family because he had previous offers from, I believe, National Football League teams and other Division One colleges over the years. And so I believe, you know, he lives in Chelmsford, so Chelmsford to North Andover, and Chelmsford to Worcester's, you know, basically the same ride. So it makes sense on that aspect. And Holy Cross has been at such an elite level the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah. So I was surprised with it just because of the timing after he signed the extension, but at the same time, not surprised. I think Dan's an elite coach. So, I think this is a great hire for Holy Cross.
Yeah. 5 straight, Patriot League titles. And then, you know, the previous coach, Bob Chesney, he went on to James Madison University.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was there for 6 years at Holy Cross. And Dan, his tenure ends up being, what was that, about 10 years or so?
At 11 as a head, 11 as a head coach, and 3 years before that as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So 14 years. And I had covered Dan a little bit when he was in high school, when he was at Chelmsford. And I remember that Super Bowl year. I forget which year it was, 97, maybe 96. I forget which year it was.
Maybe Brooklyn. But, right?
He was incredible running back, powerful, dominating. He couldn't be stopped. You know, then he had a great career at UNH, went in the pros for a little bit, Seattle and New Orleans, you know, and I think he did a little bit of arena football and that stuff.
Yeah.
Great guy, really good coach. Certainly I think Merrimack's going to miss him, and be interesting to see what they're going to do here.
Yeah, and he was, seems like, you know, obviously offensive-minded coming out of the offensive history, right, that he had with as a running back and everything, and Boston Globe Player of the Year, like you were saying, at Chelmsford. So he was the real deal, for sure. Was Merrimack kind of a, you know, do you think they were an offensive-minded team this past fall, and that might change maybe?
So I covered, I think, 4 home games, 4 of the 5. I think I missed one. Their offense was up and down this year because they had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
And the starting quarterback who had the big Gavin McCusker, he was a great story. He was like 6th in line last year on the depth chart, became the starter, went on like a 7-game winning streak last year. Then they lost in the conference championship game. He came back this year. He struggled a little bit early on, had one big game, and I think, you know, one subpar game, and then he got hurt. They brought in another backup, Malachi Anthony, and he could throw a nice deep ball. He struggled a little bit, inconsistency a little bit, kind of the same thing. But their running game was terrific, and their receivers, they had a lot of injuries with their receivers, and their tight end Pat Conroy was out all year. One of the top receivers, Hayden, was out all year. Basically, he played a little bit. So their offense struggled a little bit, and there was 3 games where they had chances to really win. You know, first and goal at the 1-yard line, they couldn't score.
Huh.
I think Another one was like first and goal at the 10, and they couldn't score late in the game. And they had, I forget what it was, three games maybe that were, you know, one possession or less where they lost. So offensively, they, and since Dan's left, they've lost probably four or five guys have gone into the transfer portal. So they're going to need to regroup here. And
wow.
And one of them was their star running back. I'm trying to tie. And
yeah,
they're going to need to regroup here and see what they have for the incoming class.
Well, yeah, that's a blow for sure. And a probably expected blow, right? That some of those loyal, you know, current players were going to take off and you know, try to get out of there and maybe follow them over to Holy Cross.
Yeah,
if they liked him that much. Yeah.
I'm interested to see that. Ty Edmonds had already hit the transfer portal before Dan's announcement.
Okay.
So that one was known. But since Dan left, Conroy and a couple of the linemen have, and one or two defensive guys have hit the portal. I am interested to see if any of them will go to Holy Cross. Conroy especially. That could be really interesting. He's a great tight end, big kid, you know, had a monster year before last.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
And when do we know when they made the leap to the FCS, which is like formerly known as Division I AA?
2019. This was you count the COVID year, this was the fifth year.
Okay.
If you count that three game season that year in 2020. This was the fifth year, so 19, I believe. Yeah,
yeah, and the results have been, you know, mixed. In, I mean, the 8-3 year was tremendous. 2022,
8-3, the first year, 2019, they were 6-5.
Yeah,
and they had, I think, a couple 5-6s in there. Yeah, counting this year.
Yes,
they could have easily been, you know, 7-4 or 8-3 this year with those losses and those injuries really took a toll on them, I thought. Mm. But they still managed to get to the conference championship game, and they didn't play well at all in that last game. They just didn't play well. But I thought for the most part they had some really good players who strived and had big years.
Yeah.
So you know, in that way they were successful.
Yeah, it seemed like they were building towards, you know, that place that Curran never got him to, like the conference championship. I don't think at the end of the day, he's like, I'm looking at 2013, like fifth, sixth, third, eighth, seventh, fifth, and then sixth. But the last two were second in terms of like getting to that last stage.
I wrote about after the season was over, I did a story saying that they had a lot coming back. And with those guys that were injured, we're going to be healthy. So I thought for next year, the potential was really there for them to do something. But now with these four or five kids who have transferred and without Dan, you know, you got to see what's there now and how many more kids will transfer.
Yeah. And Holy Cross also an FCS team, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. But they seem to have a little more success, or a lot more really, than Merrimack, and they've been ranked. I mean, when Merrimack beat them in 2021, they were a ranked team, I think.
Yeah, and I believe Merrimack was ranked that year too after they beat them.
Yeah.
Holy Cross has been, you know, dynamite. I forget the quarterback's name. He was excellent, and he had two big years last year. He was incredible. Mm-hmm. This year, he had another big year. And be interesting to see what Dan does there. You know?
And then the interim, it's odd to be an interim coach with no games to play. You're just an interim coach for the offseason. But that we all know there's a ton of things to do in the offseason, like recruiting and stuff like that. So someone's going to keep the ship running. And Merrimack tabbed Mike Gennetti to do that. And he's an old pal of yours, used to cover in the Wilmington Crier days, right?
yes. Yeah. He
was it called the Wilmington Crier, by the way? No, that was
Tewksbury. Town Crier. Late 90s. He was star running back and in defensive back for Wilmington. Yeah, he was a gutsy kid. Like he never He never backed down from anyone or anything. And one of those kids that, you know, you hit him on contact and he would still drag three or four guys with him across the goal line. He was pure guts. And he had a great senior year for Wilmington, went on to Worcester State. He was defensive back.
Yeah.
And I think he led the conference, or I forget what it was. I think he led the conference in interceptions. And then he went back there as like the strength and conditioning coach and became the defensive backs coach. And when he went there, the team was 17th in the nation for D3 in interceptions after his first year coaching. They were first. So I thought that was incredible. And and then he spent 2 years there, I believe, and then he went to Merrimack. He had a mutual friend of mine who had like a connection with Merrimack at the time and got him connected there. And he worked, and Mike worked his way up. Linebackers coach, and then now defensive coordinator for the past 16 years, I believe. I think he's been there for 18 and the defensive coordinator for 16. And he's had all accolades, you know, where the defensive line was one of the best in the conference, yards against, you know, sacks, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, for the most part, the defense has been, you know, near the top of the league every year since he's been there. I would love for him to get it. And I know the kids, the players on the team want him to get it after talking to a couple of the kids, but, you know, see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be nice. And it's, you know, to have another local kid kind of up there, you know, Chelmsford with Curran and Wilmington with Jannetty.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. And you're right. I'm looking at your reporting in the Eagle Tribune, a bunch of accolades for defense. That never seemed to be a problem.
No. And I thought their defense was good this year. Really good, actually. They had a couple bend but not break games, you know, the games I was at. He's got a good resume. He's got a good way about him. And I like his style, and it seems like he gets a lot out of those kids.
Yeah, he does for sure. And with Curran, you said he signed an extension not too long before he joined Holy Cross.
Yeah, it was just 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago.
Wow.
It was right before, I want to say it was right before the last game. Because I believe it was before the conference championship game.
Yeah.
And he had told me the release said multi-years, and it sounded like it was more like 6 or 7 years. It sounded like it was pretty extensive. I was a little surprised, like I said earlier.
Yeah, it must have been where Chesney, the former Holy Cross coach, just kind of made his decision and something opened up. There must have been talks before that. You can't, I mean, to have it happen that quick, right? They at least the powers that be at Holy Cross had to at least had their eyes on Curran.
I would think so, especially, you know, after he beat them and they faced each other 3 straight years now. And I believe, from talking to Dan like a month ago, I believe the schedule's the same for next year. So I would assume that the two schools are going to meet again in the first game, that's going to be pretty wild.
Yeah.
But I don't see how a team would drop an opponent now.
Yeah.
If the schedules are all out. So that's going to be one of my questions when the new coach is named.
Yeah.
You know? If the schedule is the same and they're going to open up, and that's going to be interesting.
Yeah. In your short time, Jamie, at the Eagle Tribune with Merrimack Sports, you're just getting into it really, you know, this fall. So it's only one fall in, but do you have a sense of where the football team sort of stands in Merrimack? I mean, are they seen as one of the prominent programs that brings in some good revenue, or is it a hockey school? You know, because hockey is so exciting, the division they're in. Women's hockey does great there, men's. So, you know, are you getting a sense of that? You talk in the newsroom about that, like where the money is for Merrimack?
Yeah, I'm not really too sure on all that. I mean, there was one game, though, this year that Merrimack, the homecoming game, they drew 13,000 people.
Oh, that's That's a lot.
You know, that was a lot. And they didn't have crowds like that in the rest of the games. But, you know, it was like 2,000 or whatever, 2,000 or 3,000. But I don't know. I think making the leap to D1 is gonna has helped them quite a bit. And but now with the news that Merrimack's going to what's the conference name? They're making that leap now. So football's kind of like in a holding pattern, if you will. If they're going to stay in the Northeast Conference, or something else is going to happen after 2 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, Merrimack hockey—they're they're in the best league in the entire country, you know, in my opinion. And so in that aspect, I think you're right. Being a hockey school.
Yeah.
But I did a little bit of the women's soccer team. I did stories on them and their coach. So that they had another great year. They just got, a little upset in the conference championship, game and final and semifinal, I should say. But I think football's on the rise.
Yeah. You mentioned women's soccer. I'm looking at some stats. I don't know if it's updated because it's Wikipedia, but it looks like women's soccer has women's soccer and softball seem to have a lion's share, and men's tennis seem to have a lion's share of the NCAA tournament appearances. Okay. Men's basketball has quite a few too. They probably have the third or fourth team, but yeah, men's hockey, 1988 and 2011 for Division I. I don't know if they've been back since.
I'm not sure. We had a Tewksbury kid play for Merrimack a couple of years ago, so I went to a couple of his games. Besides that, I really haven't watched them too much. And I haven't done any of the basketball games or anything.
Yeah, it's got to be exciting, that hockey environment, right? Playing in that league, having teams like BC come into town and, whatever. I mean, that's a great take in North Andover.
Yeah, I mean, Hockey East to me is tremendous. There's never a bad game or whatever. Anytime you go, I think it's absolutely tremendous.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to it. I'm really hoping to do the bean pot this year because I know there's a couple locals playing, and there's a kid on BU and a couple assistant coaches on BU. So I'm looking forward to that. Hoping to get to those games.
Yeah, nice. All right, well, let's shift gears a little bit for the final few minutes. Talk about the kind of the year that was. You are good for me, Jamie, because your past gig were teams I cover, and your current gig is teams I cover. So, you get the Tewksbury. I don't cover Wilmington as much, but Tewksbury definitely, them being in the MVC. So the year in review, I mean, what comes to mind for me, Merrimack Valley sports wise, is of course you got to start with Andover girls basketball winning a state title. Mm-hmm. In my memory, I don't think I can recall any. I mean, Andover field hockey lost this year, so they won last year, a couple in a row there. But it's funny. Have you looked at the winter sports scene in terms of girls basketball so early? But Andover girls basketball opened up with a huge loss. Albeit it was against St. Mary's, who won the Division III state title last year.
I haven't done any. I'm doing, actually, I think I have Andover this Friday.
Okay.
I think I have that game this Friday. Excuse me. I know. Excuse me. Hector and Dave are doing a lot of the basketball.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of the hockey this year. But I am looking forward to. As we stated about 100 times already, I love the Merrimack Valley Conference. Basketball's tremendous. It's a lot of great, great teams. And it's just such a dogfight every game, And even on the other side with Chelmsford and Bill Ricker and Tewksbury for, up and down, but and the girls, they've been pretty solid. The boys have struggled a little bit, but they're getting better. They have a really good coach in Steve Boudreau. For the girls on Andover, I think they lost quite a bit from last year. But come February, they're going to be 15-5 and ready to go in that Division I tournament. And Central, I think, is going to be much better this year. And who am I forgetting?
Central's just the monster in the room. They're always there, every sport, you know. They're like the they're the St. John's Prep of the Merrimack Valley.
They are. And she's I have a great deal of respect for Casey. I think she's probably one of the best female coaches I've ever come across. And before I came to the Tribune, there was an opening of athletic director at Wilmington, and I was, you know, kind of joking with her, saying, I think you should apply. I think you would be fantastic. And I knew she would never leave Central, but that's how highly I think of her. So, you know, same thing with them. I think they'll be 15-5, 17-3 or something come Division I state tournament, and then see what happens in the tournament, because it's wide open with those other teams.
Yeah, exactly. And going back with our sort of year in review talk, I think Tewksbury softball was once again good, right?
Yeah, they went to the state final. I was there for that state final. I left this second game of the season, I think it was, or their opener. They played Wilmington, and that was my last day of doing an assignment. And the team gave me a signed softball after.
Yeah, after right.
The game, which was pretty cool. And I tried not to shed any tears, you know, because it was kind of an emotional moment.
Yeah.
But no, they had a great year, and that state final with Burlington was crazy. I forget the final score, 11-10, and Tewksbury scored like 4 runs in the bottom of the 7th with nobody out to tie it, and then it went in extra innings.
Yeah.
And, it was a crazy game, and that same day, I had the Central Catholic game, and they lost. You know, so I was there for to watch Tewksbury play, and that was fun. You know, that day was fun.
Yeah, Methuen softball is good. It's a heck of a conference for softball too. Yeah. You know, at the MVC. So that was softball, and then the fall again. You know, Andover gave us another great ride for field hockey, but fell short to Walpole. I mean, back to back 1-0 state championship wins against Walpole in 21 and 22, and then 23, Walpole literally turns the tables and beats Andover 1-0.
Yeah, I covered that state final game, and I also did one of the playoff games against Algonquin. And it's funny, so the previous coach, Maureen Noon, I've known for a long, long time, and she came from Wilmington, and I joked with her when I got the job that I was going to bug her all the time. You know, I finally had a chance to bug her, and then she
retired.
Then she retired, but I had a chance to catch up with her a couple times in the fall, and she's such a great coach, and turned that program around instantly. As soon as she left Wilmington, that team was dynamite every year, and I think it's going to continue. They have the players, and they were pretty young this year. And I think it kind of caught them off guard how well they did in the state tournament.
Yeah.
And that state final could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Andover didn't have many shots on net, but they certainly played with Walpole.
Yeah.
And I think they'll be back the next year or thereabouts, you know?
Yeah. And Bridget Morris, the coach?
Yeah, Bridget,
She deserves a ton of credit for taking them right back. I mean, that's whoever's going to take over for Belichick, that's what she felt, you know?
Yeah, and that can't be easy. I don't care on anybody. I don't think that's easy at all. And I'm not sure about you, but I don't want Belichick gone. I want him to stay. And I think that's a whole story in itself. But I don't think there's anyone out there who I would want to replace Belichick. And same thing, though. But if someone comes in, that's not going to be easy. How are you going to? You got to deal with all those distractions and try to, you know, command the room and all that stuff and have your own coaching style.
It's a player problem with the Patriots, I think, you know, and it's a personnel problem on the field. And Belichick has his share of blame for that, of course.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So maybe maybe him recognizing that. And if I'm going to work with the program, the system to get the best players in here, I'm not going to be stubborn and pick who I want, whatever, go on the cheap. But yeah, I think it's totally on the field. Look at the games they've been in. The offense has completely been a disaster. but the defense is right in it.
Yeah.
I mean, every game they keep it a minute, they're losing the 6-0, 10-7. You know, stopping some of the best offenses. They beat the Bills. I mean, you know, they so they can, there's some kind of defensive foundation there because of Belichick.
And yeah, I just think he needs to I don't know if it's the word, get some help offensively with his draft picks, just defensively his draft picks have been for the most part pretty good.
Yeah, and think of who they haven't had most of the season. They Judon's hasn't been there, the secondary's been torn up.
Yeah. And offensively, you know, the line's been a problem. Obviously, the wide receivers have been a problem. But I'm also the believer that it's so hard to win in the NFL. And I just think, you know, this year just wasn't meant to be, or, you know, however you want to say it. You know, I mean, there was a couple of games that they were completely blown out. And yeah, it's not a pretty product to watch right now, but it happens. It's one out of 20 years that it's happened, and everyone's just wants to ship them out. I'm not there yet. I'm pretty loyal and committed, and I just want to see them fix it. You know, they have a lot of money to spend in the off season. I think I saw today $75 million or something, and so you know they make better choices, and those guys stay healthy. You know, they make some other cuts and maybe grab some more money out of those guys. Guys that they release.
Yeah.
I think they can be, you know, right back in it. I don't think their divisions, there's no slam dunk. You see Miami's, you know, they're beatable. Buffalo's beatable.
Yeah.
You know, the Jets are obviously beatable, you know. Yeah. So I think the Patriots can be right back in it. They just got to make some wise choices and get better in some important areas. Obviously, quarterback, but other areas as well.
Yeah. Well, Jamie Poe, Eagle Tribune, I'll give you the final word. What can listeners and readers of the Eagle Tribune expect out of you this winter? Do you have a certain beat, or are you all over the place?
I think I'm going to have a lot of the hockey, at least Wednesday nights. I think I'm going to be at a game every Wednesday. Saturdays are hard because we have the weekend edition. So we don't have the Sunday paper. We just have the Saturday. I think I'll see some wrestling. I think towards the end of the year, I'll definitely probably be in a lot of the track stuff. But I'm looking forward to this hockey stuff. I did the Andover Central boys game the other night. That was a dynamite game.
Oh, yeah?
Both goalies played fantastic, especially in the third period. And a lot of penalties, which kind of took away, you know, a lot of the, you know, flow of the game. But for December hockey, I thought it was tremendous. And I'm interested to see, you know, some of the New Hampshire teams I don't have that much of a background with. So I'm interested to seeing that. I'm interested to seeing the some of the girls' teams as well. I did the Methuen-Tewksbury Andover game last Wednesday. And I believe this Wednesday, I'm going to have Tewksbury Methuen against Haverhill. So I'll be covering that game. So, and same thing in that league, you get those three top heavy teams.
Yeah.
You know, Haverhill, HPNA, you know, with Methuen, Tewksbury, and Andover. Those are three really good teams.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's going to be a lot of fun too. See what happens there.
So you might find yourself in a on our Wednesday night or whatever, however New Hampshire does it, like in a Londonderry rink, possibly.
Possibly. We only have a couple teams. I think Wyndham is one of the stronger teams up there in the teams that we cover.
Yeah.
And they just beat Bedford, and I guess it was the first time in a long time that they beat Bedford. So actually I believe Wyndham's playing Wilmington in the Haverhill Christmas tournament next week.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see what happens. Wilmington's pretty young this year, but be interesting to see what happens there.
Well, if you're ever in that area, covering a game in Wyndham, Londonderry, Bedford, I'm in the area. I'm in Manchester.
Yeah, so that's I'm right.
Next town over from Bedford, next town over from Londonderry. It's all there. Getting to know the lay of the land up here in sunny Southern New Hampshire.
Sounds good.
I'll be a spotter. I'll get the quotes from the road team, you know.
There you go.
Well, isn't that an interesting, I know we're carrying on about like inside ball game stuff about sports writing, but it's always a fine, like that's what they should teach in journalism school, right? Said, listen, if you want to get both coaches in the game, get the road coach first.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, because you know they're going to take off soon.
Yeah.
The home coach, they linger for like an hour there.
You know? Especially football.
Yeah.
Especially football.
Oh, football. They raid off the road. Bus. Yeah.
Yeah. Always get the road coach first because the home coach will be hugging everybody and handshakes with 30 kids.
Parents. Yeah.
Parents. And then you can always stroll over. But yeah, that's always the key. You know,
the road team is firing up the bus. They're ready to go from the minute it's
done. Especially if they lose.
Yeah. Right. It's just not. I don't envy football coaches having to talk to the media right after a game because there is so much to digest about a game on film.
Yeah.
You know, and it must be tough to just kind of put your thoughts together after an emotional game like football always is.
Yeah, that's true.
And you got us sticking a phone in their face like, what did you think, coach? You know? All right, Jamie, I hope you feel better. And
yeah, you too.
Thanks for the update on the Merrimack college football scene. We'll be looking forward to getting you back on when they name the new head guy.
All right. Sounds good. Anytime. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jamie. Have a good one. Talk soon.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Right back at it, our one and only interview, Jamie Pope. Great job once again. And here we are, last segment of the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. It is the Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Winter Sports Report. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill, SSG, baby, locations in Peabody and Salisbury. We thought in our final segment of the year, we do a quick reflection on 2023 and the year that was. Just quickly, the red hot stuff going on this week is the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. So we had Rick Gorman on last week, and this week it all goes down. This is day two today, December 28th, 27th, 28th, and 30th. They get a little breather day on the 29th. You know, adjust for some weather if they need to, but it looks good this week. And we will see. We will see who steps up in the tournament and who will be the boys winner, who will be the girls winner. It's all takes place at Merrimack College. They have a great social media presence, so if you need updates or, you know, times and all that, follow them on Twitter, Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, and Facebook has a good presence as well. But for the last segment of the year, why not look at what's happened in 2023? A little reminder in terms of who made the dance and who won. And in high school, it was the Andover girls show. They were the Lone State titleist, Andover girls basketball. Great run by Coach Alan Habino's team. And they're in the tournament this week, Commonwealth Motors, seeing if they can do some damage. They lost their opener to St. Mary's, but we'll see how that goes. Andover field hockey, Central softball, Tewksbury softball, and Drake It girls hoop. They were all finalists. So the ladies were the story of 2023. All of the five tournament appearances in 2023 in the state finals were from the girls. So Merrimack Valley ladies representing. Where are you, boys? We'll see. We'll see what they can do in 2024. Maybe they can flip the script there, but we'd love both of them to be involved, right? 5-5. Why not? But yeah, Andover field hockey, Central softball, Tewksbury softball. So I guess the best sport would have to be softball with two finalists. And then match, well, maybe arguably with basketball too, because two finalists there, Andover and Drake It. Andover field hockey, we know this story, 1-0 losers to Walpole, a team that was itching to win if there ever was a team, because Walpole lost back-to-back years, one zip, 2021, 2022 to Andover, and then they flipped the script, 1-0 win over Andover field hockey this fall. All right, that just about does it. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, thank you for tuning in. Quick little personal news. One of our team members, Danny Martin, his dog passed away this past week. His name was Nation. He was an amazing service dog for Danny. And, you know, when we had the brief run with the Merrimack Valley at 104.9 FM, we started that January 2022. And, you know, that show took off, and Nation would help Danny get from Gloucester to Beverly, where our studios were before we did this podcast. And we had a few months there, and Nation was always there to serve Danny and be his friend and guide, and, you know, be our friend, really. You know, seeing his bright face every day in the studios was awesome, and we'll never forget it. And Nation was the successor of Harriet, Danny's other guide dog. And you know, this has been like a decade-long journey for Danny, me, and Nick Kukuru, who, you remember him, he left us around Labor Day to focus on a non-media engagement, so he's out of the media world. But yeah, the three of us, we had a great run, and the dogs were a huge part of that, Harry and the Nation, and they both have passed on. Nation, I last saw him at dinner. Danny, Nick, and I had celebrating our run together when Nick left us Labor Day weekend. That was a big moment, fun moment for the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk and our little enterprise here for Kelly Media. So we'll miss you, Nation. Goodbye. Rest in peace. And to all those having a great holiday week, we hope you are, and hope you're having a great, hope you will have a great new year. Thanks for tuning in 2023. Same deal for 2024. Every week we're here. MSONewsSports.com, brought to you by Kelly Media, and me and Danny Martin running the show. All right, have a happy new year, everybody. We'll talk to you next year.